Thank you for joining Small Town Sleuth Podcast with your host, Nikki. Today, I want to touch base on a missing persons case, which is also a cold case. This one involves Jade Humble, and it hasn't gotten a lot of media attention. There's very little information on her disappearance. I've searched high and low for any in detail information and was able to find very little. So I wanted to make this episode about Jade in hopes that it will gain some type of media attention so that they can find her. Jade was last seen at 4207 Georgia Avenue at apartment 8 in Cincinnati, Ohio. This is where she was staying with a friend on December 24th, 2014. She has never been heard from again, and it's uncharacteristic, of her to leave without warning. It is said that she may frequent the north side of Cincinnati. She is a graduate of King's High School. Her mother had stated she was an excellent student and wanted to go to college, but in her senior year, she began hanging out with the wrong people and got addicted to heroin. This is her mother's account. We, you know, don't know if that's 100% true, if it's just, you know, hearsay, whatever. Jade had worked as a cashier for a time after high school. Then I guess she stopped showing up at her job and was fired as a result of that. She tried to overcome her addiction and stayed in a sober living house for a time, but apparently relapsed. Again, I don't know if that's 100% true. Like I said, there's very little on her case. She did not have a car or a cell phone at the time of her disappearance. So it's making it harder to, you know, locate her. In spite of her lifestyle, she always stayed in touch with her family. The last time she had spoken to her mother was on December 4th, when she called using a friend's phone. As of February 2015, police say they are getting tips about a young woman who has vanished, and those are opening up new avenues in the investigation. The 22-year-old King's High School graduate was last seen in early December, and her mother told us she's heard stories that Jade was killed and dumped in a shallow grave. Again, that is basically a rumor at this moment. Foul play is suspected in Jade's disappearance. Her case remains unsolved at this moment. When she went missing, she was 22 years old. Her current age as of last year would have been 27. She is white. Her height is 5'7". Her estimated weight is about 110 pounds. You know, now if she is alive, she could weigh less than that, or she could weigh a little bit more than that. She has blonde hair and green eyes. If anybody has any information on Jade's whereabouts or has any information regarding her disappearance, they are to contact the Cincinnati Police Department at 513-352-6474 with any tips. And if I come across any new information regarding Jade's disappearance, I will make a separate episode about this. But as of right now, there are no new leads, no information about what happened to her or where she might be. So until the next episode, I invite you to listen to my other episodes that I have just posted, and hopefully we can gain some media attention on some of these cases.